Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track.
Thanks for tuning in to the show, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Again, you're listening live right now. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. That's where you can call into the show, listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comment or your opinion on today's episode, you can just press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. And I will put you on the air, guys. Believe it or not, I will do that if you'd like to. So hit that number one key. Let's talk. All right. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Let's see. Today is Contest Wednesday. So If you guys have been listening to the show every day for the past week, the days I've had a show, that you guys have written down the word of the day, and when I ask you what's the word of the day for a certain day, you can go to your notes and say, this was the word of the day. Call in. You have to the end of the show to call in and give me that word. And if you get it correct, you'll get a Frank Williams Show t-shirt armband. Okay. But before we get into that, what's today's word of the day? Today's word of the day is erstwhile. Erstwhile. And let me grab it here. And erstwhile is an adverb, and it's spelled E-R-S-T-W-H-I-L-E. Erstwhile. It's an adverb, again, and it means in the past or formerly or in the past, okay? Formerly or in the past. Hey, I think that's a good word for you guys to put in your vocabulary and start using it. Erstwhile. Okay, so let's see. It's right at 10 after. So this is our time to do Contest Wednesday. So what I'm asking is, what was the word of the day on last Friday, the 5th of May? What was the word of the day on last Friday? And again, you guys have until the end of the show to call in and give me that word. And again, if you listen to the show on a daily basis, you can write down the word of the day, and then I'll ask you on next Wednesday, what was the word of the day on a certain day? All right. So again, hey, I see more people are joining the show. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, let's see what's our weather for today. Today's weather right now is 72 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 89. 89 degrees is going to be our high today. And so it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot today. Tomorrow, we're looking at 90. Okay, 90 as our high tomorrow. A little partly cloudy skies, low 63. Friday, possible thunderstorms, high 81. Okay, and then Saturday, we're looking at rain and the high only 74. Sunday, sunshine 82. Monday, sunshine 87. Monday is my birthday, guys. Monday is my birthday. So that's going to be exciting. Right? That's going to be exciting. And let's see. So that's your weather for today. Today is going to be hot. Okay, 89 degrees. So, okay, let's get into the show. Now, on yesterday, again, it was my fault on yesterday. I didn't set my show up for the allotted time that I should have. And the show automatically, when you don't do that, the show automatically defaults to 15 minutes. So when I got on the show, I only had 15 minutes left on the show. And, of course, I couldn't get my show done in 15 minutes. So I decided to push it until today. All right? And then tomorrow, I have a terrific show for you guys tomorrow that that you can grab a hold to. And we, again, we'll have a great show on tomorrow. Let's see. Now, today's show is entitled, Should Parents Be Friends with Their Kids or Not? Should they or should they not be friends with their kids? And what I wanted to do, I wanted to discuss the relationship that some parents have with their kids. And so what, I think I'm a friend to my kids. a friend, I think they can come to me. They feel like they can come to me with some stuff, not everything. And of course, they go to their mom for other things that they don't want to come to me about. Now, I have girls. I have two girls. I don't have any boys. I only have two girls. Some people only have boys. Some people have boys and girls. And so I think it's a little different family dynamic when you have girls and boys in your family. And my girls, I've been with my girls all their lives. Okay, I've been here with them all their lives. So they know a two-parent home. I didn't grow up in a two-parent home. I grew up in a single-parent home. My mom and dad divorced when I was like 4 years old. And my dad moved away for a long time and then came back. But you know, if you miss that time in the early years with your kids, especially boys, when dads miss that time in early years with their boys, it's something that the boys miss as far as having a man around to teach them about being a man. Okay. And so, but I had my granddad when I was growing up. So I had my granddad that taught me a lot of stuff about manhood. Okay. And, but as far as my parents go, my mom wasn't my friend. Okay. My mom loved me. She took care of me. She gave me what I needed to be able to grow up into and be a good citizen. Okay. But as far as being friends where, you know, I could tell her everything I'm going through or something that happened to me and things like that, that wasn't something that I did with my mom. She wasn't my friend. She was my mom. She disciplined me. She taught me right from wrong, right? And she gave me what I needed as far as, you know, food and clothes and things like that, and helped me grow up, right? But not a friendship. Y'all with me? Y'all understand what I'm saying? And all I'm saying is that because that's the way I grew up, then that's all I know as far as parenting. What you do if you have kids, what you do with your kids right now is what you learned as a parent, at what you learned as a kid growing up. Okay? Growing up. My mom was an adult. Okay? I was a kid. I didn't have a friendship with adults. I didn't have a friendship with my mom. Okay? And I guess I could say that we were friends as far as, you know, I could tell her some stuff, but we weren't those kind of friends. You know what I'm saying? Some parents now are such good friends with their kids that, you know, they're with them almost everywhere they go. You know, her mom with her, or his dad with him. And some parents even do things with their kids that I wouldn't dream of doing with my kid. You hear some parents who smoke weed with their kids. Some parents that go on dates with their kids. You know, I don't want to be on a date with my kid, right? Definitely you don't want to do drugs or smoke weed with your kids, right? And I've even heard some people say, well, I'd rather introduce them to weed or smoke weed with them at home than they be out there in the streets doing it with someone, this and that. Nah, that's not right. Okay? That's not right. And if you feel like that's the way you want to raise your kids, then hey, they're your kids. Do your thing with your kids. But of course, I don't want my kids to be afraid of me. My kids aren't afraid of me. But I want them to know that, you know, that you can joke and we can have fun, but it has to be a boundary there. It has to be a boundary that your kids can't cross as being parents and kids. The boundary of parents and kids. There has to be a boundary there that your kids can't cross. Okay? So, I'm not friends with my kids, but I think that my kids feel like it's some things that they can come to me and talk about. Not a lot of stuff, but it's some things. It's some things that I don't want to hear about, but they can talk to their mom about those things, especially as girls. Girls don't talk to their dads about certain things. Okay? Girls talk to their moms about certain things. And boys, they don't talk to their moms about certain things. They talk to their dads about certain things. So, and because they have both parents at home, then, you know, there's a balance there. I can go to my dad for this. I need to go talk to my mom about this. That's the balance. And while I was growing up, I could talk to my mom about this, and I could talk to my granddad about this. And my granddad knew things about me that my mom didn't know. And you know, I could talk to my mom about girls because what? She was once a girl. And she'd tell me, you know, what her experience was. And I think that's a great fit for a little boy or a teenager growing up. If he could go to his mom and talk to his mom about a certain girl that he's wanting to get together with, that he really likes, and this and that, and ask my mom how do I approach this girl? What do I say when I want to be with this girl? What do I say to her to start, you know, maybe not, you know, a little relationship? And my mom would tell me how to do that. So, you know, there's certain things, certain parameters of a father and son, a mother and a daughter, or a father and a daughter relationship. So, you know, and I don't want my kids to tell me everything. You know what I'm saying? Some stuff you don't want to hear about. So I'm somebody that my kids can come to, but I'm not their friend. I'm their caregiver. I take care of them. I I discipline them in ways that I think is right. So that's what you have to do. And you do that from your experience that when you were growing up as a kid. And that's all you can do. Unless you're going to watch TV and try to do something from the Cosby's or the, you know, stuff like that. Or if you're an older white parent, you're trying to do things like Leave It to Beaver Dad did. You know, you're doing something from a show. Life is about experiences. It's about experiences. And as you experience stuff growing up, you try to relay that stuff to your kids so that when they do experience that, they'll know how to handle it. Because when you were growing up and you experienced that, you handled it in a certain way. And you handled it the way you grew up. My mom used to tell me all the time, all I can do is teach you the right way. And so once I teach you the right way, and you get out there in the world, when I'm not with you, and you start to experience something, you got to think. You got to think that, hey, would my mom approve of this? Would my mom approve of me doing this? I used to hang out with friends all the time, and we did some crazy stuff. You know, coming up through high school, we did some crazy stuff. But if she found out about it, I paid the consequences. But as a friend, I didn't, you know, being a friend, I didn't go back to my mom and say, "Ah, you wouldn't believe what we did yesterday. We did yada yada." That's a friend. See, I wasn't friends with my mom. I didn't tell my mom everything that I did. I tell her some of the good stuff, this and that, and this and that. You know. I bring her articles home when I was in the paper from playing basketball. This and that, and this and that. But I wouldn't tell her some of the stuff I did coming through high school. That didn't happen. Because what? We weren't friends. Check this out. Even if I thought that I could tell my mom something as a friend, I say, "Mom, you wouldn't believe what we did. We were here, we were doing this, that, and this and that." Boy, if I had told her that, thinking that we friends, man, I would have got punched in the chest. I would have got a beat down. As I used to call it growing up, a beat down. When I was growing up, we got beat downs. We didn't get punishments and all this stuff. No need of me punishing you. I'm going to put this belt on you for a few minutes. And then we're clean. You know what I'm saying? You get that belt for a few minutes. And it's like, okay, what you did before, that's wiped off the table. You got a clean slate now. Boy, you better be right from now on. You better be right from now on. Because if this happened again, you're going to get this same belt. It might be a little more time the next time. You know what I'm saying? But you're gonna get this belt. And the belt. And because we don't have a belt anymore, the belt was the disciplinarian. It wasn't your mom. It wasn't your dad. It was that belt that they used. That was your disciplinarian. And you knew that if you did that again, and they found out, you were going to get it again. And believe me, with my mom, you didn't want that again. You didn't want to do that again. So I feel like that was my way. I wasn't friends with my mom. You know, but she was my friend. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't tell my mom everything. So I don't consider that being a huge friend. She took care of me, she loved me, all that stuff. But a friend? Nah, she wasn't a friend. Now I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Let's see, caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Come on.
What up, man?
Paul, talk to me.
Yeah, I'm listening to your show, man. The whole thing now, man, with these kids, no respect. And then some of these parents, like you say, are friends with their kids, sitting, smoke weed, drink beer, and liquor. Some kids will come home and bring their company in. Company don't speak, and then they go in the room and close the door. And like, oh, first of all, this little fucker come by me and then speak. And then you want to go in the room and close the door. I tell you what, let's try this again. But this time you go over to his house or her house with that, because you can't come here like that. And then you try to discipline these kids now. Hell, they got laws now. You can't whoop your kids.
Yeah.
And I had a co-worker that a while back. She whooped the kids, and they called the police on them. And the police took the kids to the dad's house and whatnot. And like I said, she was a co-worker, so later on that year, she was like, what should I get my kids for Christmas? I have to tell them to call the police.
Yeah. Tell them to call the police.
Yeah. You know, police gonna come in and rectify your home, tell you, I'm disciplining these kids, man. But, you know, you got to set boundaries, man. Like you say, you can't be friends with these kids, man. Then you lose the respect factor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lose the respect. They don't want to do what you say. You know, you got to think that's how being friends with your kids. You know how your kids treat their friends, and then you're friends with their kid with your kids. They gonna treat you just like they treat their friends.
Yeah,
and I don't want that.
Curse around you, do all kind of stuff around you.
Yeah. And you're right. That's the same thing that happens to me. You know, you have these kids come over, and you know they want to spend the night at my house. They want to stay the whole weekend at my house, and then they come in the door. I'm sitting there maybe watching TV, and they say nothing. They just walk up the stairs and go on about their business playing. I say, hey, y'all didn't see me sitting here. You're not even gonna speak.
Yeah.
Then you're over here eating up my damn food and sucking up my air conditioning, sucking up my heat. All this? Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, we was brought up to where we spoke to our neighbor. Hey, Miss Coates. Hey, Miss Williams.
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Banks.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Hey, kids, look at you then. And toot their nose up at you like, okay. Well, I know how you was brought up.
Yeah.
So. Well, shit, that's all I got, Paul. We'll talk.
Yes, sir, boy. You ready to go, ain't you?
Yeah, man. I went and picked out me some thongs yesterday, so shit, I'm good.
I'll be teabagging all
the way down the beach.
When we hang out, don't wear your thong when we hang out.
That's another way of saying you don't show your ass, huh? Okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, bro. Appreciate it, man.
All right, man, we talk.
All right. So again, guys, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for a friendship with my kids. I'm not into being friends with my kids because, as you know, just like the caller said, you know, you lose the respect of your kids when you try to be friends with them. I understand what people are trying to do or hope to do is being, you know, being friends with their kids because they want their kids to be able to come to them and tell them anything and this and that. But, you know, they had, you know, sometimes your kids have to figure it out for themselves. Some things they can figure out for themselves or need to figure out for themselves. You don't have to hold their hands every step of the way, all the way till they become adults and move out of your house. That's not what it's about. It's about teaching them and giving them a foundation. You know, you're giving them something that they can stand on when they become parents. Something that they can transfer to their kids when they become parents. Because, you know, all kids aren't going to be good kids. Some kids are going to get out there and they're going to get with the wrong crowd. And they're going to come home. And even if you're a friend or not, they're going to try you. Y'all with me? Even if you're a friend or not, if they've been out there with the wrong people, they're going to try you. I got a few more minutes left in the show. I'm going to close with this. When I was coming up through high school, I had a friend of mine. And I'm not going to call his name. But I used to drive a lot in high school. My mom used to let me keep a car. My mom worked at night, so during the day she sleeps. So I had a car during the day. So I'm taking my friend home, and we go to his house, and he said, "Come on in, man. Come on in." So we were just going there for him to change or whatever, and we, you know, go hang out. So I go over there. He said, "Come on in, man, for a few minutes while I change." So I go in. I sit in the living room right there waiting for him, and his mom was in the kitchen. I spoke to her, "Hey, Miss So-and-so." Okay, and because that's what we did. That's what we were taught, respect growing up. And so, and then he and his mom start talking about this and that and this and that. And I believe his dad was there, sitting in there watching TV. Okay. And he and his mom started talking back and forth, this and that, this and that. And then they got into a little heated exchange. Got a little heated. And then he cursed at his mom. And I was like, you know, my mouth was just hanging open. I bet my chin was laying down, sitting between my legs on the sofa. You know what I'm saying? Because I was so, what you call it? Surprised at what he was saying to his mom. Man, if a half of that, not even a half of that curse word came out of my mouth to my mom, man, I would have been knocked out the front door. I would have been laying on my back on the front porch wondering what the hell happened. Because even when I got to be an adult, I could drink beer, I could drink liquor, I could do whatever. I had my own place. This and that. When I went around my mom when she had a party or something like that, man, you think that I got drunk enough where I said damn or shit or whatever? Man, no way. Because she had put that respect in me. She had put that respect in me, instilled that respect in me. When I'm around her, when I'm around other adults, man, you don't use that kind of language. Even when I was an adult. Even when I was an adult, I wouldn't curse around my mom. No way. And if she was living today, listening to my show, I know y'all say, Frank, you be cursing on your show. If my mom was living today and she was listening to my show, there would not be a curse word to come out of my mouth. Because that's the respect that I had for my mom. That's the respect that she instilled in me. Okay? And that's what you have to do to your kids. That's what you want your kids to be around you. Just imagine if you were sitting there with some of your friends, had some friends over, y'all having a cookout, and your 12-year-old daughter came out and in, you know, in the yard around your friends, and start kind of mingling in with your friends, and she cursing just like they are. And you're okay with that. That is taboo. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in to the show. That's all I have for you today. I have a great show tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to give you a little snippet. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about being a stepfather, a stepmom to kids. Being in a relationship with someone and they have kids. All right? Hey, guys, take care of yourselves, and we'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Come on! Come on, y'all! Yeah!
Uncle Ricky, would you read us a bedtime story, please?
Yeah! Come on!
All right, you kids get to bed. I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in?
Here we go.
Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But what? She was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who we saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid. I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow or your soul gets cast. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.